Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Tonight, the new threat of nuclear war. Vladimir Putin declares he's not bluffing and will do anything to defend Russia. Anti-war protesters arrested in the streets of Russia as Putin mobilizes 300,000 more troops. CBS's Deborah Pata is on the ground in Ukraine.
We have to be quick because even though this village is liberated, Russian artillery can still strike here.
Direct. Plus, President Biden rebukes Putin at the United Nations. Donald Trump sued for widespread fraud.
It's the art of the steal.
The bombshell lawsuit from the New York State Attorney General. CBS's Robert Costa breaks down the accusations that could prevent the former First Family from ever running a business in that state. The Fed raises interest rates. Plus, our CBS's Carter Evans takes a closer look tonight at inflation and why those already struggling financially are being hit the hardest. And America's opioid crisis. CBS's Jeff Begay shows us why drug cartels are now pushing fentanyl that looks like candy.
They're deliberately doing this to kill out the children.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with the biggest escalation in the war in Ukraine since the invasion itself. Russia's Vladimir Putin is threatening nuclear war and warning the West he's not bluffing. It comes after humiliating defeats on the battlefield in Ukraine, and in a move not seen in Russia since World War II, Putin is calling up hundreds of thousands of reservists. The announcement was met by intense anti-war protesters across Russia with more than 1,300 arrests. And another sign of just how unpopular the war has become, one-way flights leaving Russia are selling out. Prices are skyrocketing as people try to flee that country. President Biden condemned Putin in a speech before the United Nations General Assembly. He accused Russia of violating the core principles of the UN. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, and we begin with CBS's Deborah Pata, who is on the front lines there in Kharkiv, where Ukrainians are gaining more ground. Good evening, Deborah.
Good evening. As many as 300,000 Russians face the draft. Those with medical expertise are being conscripted with immediate effect, and we understand that call-up papers are already being handed out.
Putin's back is against the wall, and he is playing dirty. A sore loser, but a dangerous one, upping the ante by threatening to use nuclear weapons. We will use every means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people, he said, adding, this is not a bluff.
No one other than Russia sought conflict.
President Biden making it clear at the UN that it was Russia that declared war in the first place.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple.
President
Speaking later in a recorded statement to world leaders at the same UN assembly, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Ukraine wants peace. Europe wants peace. The world wants peace. And we have seen who is the only one who wants war.
This is why Putin has raised the stakes. He's suffered humiliating losses on the battlefield.
This is how far Ukrainian soldiers have pushed back Russian troops. The nearest Russian border post, just over 2 miles down this road, which is why we have to be quick, because even though this village is liberated, Russian artillery can still strike here.
Both sides are losing men. Today, Russia's Minister of Defense said nearly 6,000 of their soldiers have been killed. But according to estimates from the U.S., Russian casualties are closer to 80,000. Putin's so desperate, he's been reduced to recruiting convicts. The head of the mercenary group Wagner was filmed in a prison, offering freedom in exchange for fighting on the front line. But it's not going down well at home. Resistance to the draft has sparked demonstrations in several cities, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. Over 1,200 protesters have been arrested. And as Putin's desperation grows, Ukraine's resolve hardens. They're not stopping now, fighting with their hearts.
Do you get a break now?
No.
No break?
No break from 24 February.
Non-stop?
Non-stop. I have more motivation than tireless.
Yeah.
Putin plans on holding referendums in territories seized just east of here to force through a vote to become part of Russia. This sets the stage for him to claim an attack on any of those regions is an assault on Russia. Jerika?
Yeah, similar to what we saw in Crimea. Thank you, Deborah. In New York, President Joe Biden used his address to the United Nations to denounce Russia and President Vladimir Putin's, quote, brutal, needless war, and called on all nations to stand firm against Russian aggression in Ukraine. The president also called out Putin's latest nuclear threats as reckless and irresponsible. CBS's chief foreign affairs correspondent and moderator of Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan, has been at the UN all day. Good evening to you, Margaret. Just how real is the threat of Russia using nuclear weapons in its war against Ukraine?
Well, Jerika, as of this evening, U.S. intelligence has not seen evidence that Russia is moving its nuclear weapons. But since the very start of this conflict, U.S. officials have been planning to respond if Russia does use a catastrophic weapon like a tactical nuclear weapon. Now, if Vladimir Putin feels cornered and chooses to use a weapon of mass destruction in eastern Ukraine, that could backfire because the winds could blow the radiation into Russia.
Definitely something to think about. And Margaret, talk about the timing of Putin's announcement and how it's significant.
Well, Vladimir Putin's recorded message sent from Russia was directed right here at the UN and to defy the calls here for him to back down. Now, he is challenging that basic principle of the UN, which is that might does not make right. And so is one of its other most powerful members, China, which has been increasing its military exercises and pressure on Taiwan. Jerika, the top UN official called the moment we are in one of gridlock, of colossal global dysfunction. And today, President Biden said the U.S. is not seeking a conflict and not seeking a new Cold War.
Margaret Brennan for us at the United Nations today. Thank you. Two American prisoners of war were captured in Ukraine are free tonight after 3 months in captivity. Americans Alexander Druki and Andy Nguyen, both military veterans from Alabama, were captured in June while fighting with the Ukrainian army. In all, 10 prisoners of war from the U.S., Britain, Sweden, Croatia, and Morocco were released following a mediation by Saudi Arabia. Now to that new lawsuit sending shockwaves through the Trump Organization. New York State's attorney general sued the former president and three of his children today, accusing them of, quote, staggering fraud in their real estate dealings. The state is seeking $250 million and looking to effectively put the Trumps out of business in New York. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
The sweeping lawsuit unveiled today by New York State Attorney General accuses the former president and his children of lying for more than a decade about his wealth and his company.
Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
In a more than 200-page civil lawsuit, Letitia James said Trump inflated his value by billions, defrauding insurers and lenders and violating state law, and potentially federal laws, too. Also named as key players, three of Trump's adult children, Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr., plus two former executives.
It's mighty serious. It could essentially extinguish the Trump Organization in New York and be a body blow, maybe a fatal body blow to his entire empire and brand.
James said the Trumps made wild claims about the worth of nearly every one of their marquee properties, from Mar-a-Lago in Florida to his Manhattan buildings. She pointed to his apartment high above Trump Tower and said he claimed it was 30,000 square feet when it was less than 11,000 and overvalued it at $327 million. Which James said was a deliberate lie.
No apartment in New York City has ever sold for close to that amount.
James is seeking to recover $250 million in allegedly unlawful profits and a permanent ban on Trump and his children from serving as top leaders in any New York company.
Robert Costa joins us now live. You know, you've covered the former president's finances for years. What is the Trump Organization? What is he saying tonight?
This is a serious case because James has also referred this case for criminal prosecution to the Southern District of New York and to the IRS. Trump's lawyer said today that James, a Democrat running for re-election, is, quote, solely focused on advancing her political agenda. But there has long been skepticism about Trump's wealth. In 2015, Jerika, he told me he was worth $9 billion, but Forbes pegged his net worth at only around $4
billion. Still a lot of money. Robert Costa on the case, as usual. Thank you. Turning now to the economy, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point for the third straight time. The Fed is trying to slow spending to lower inflation without pushing the economy into a recession. Now, all three major indexes dropped more than 1.5% after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled more hikes are coming. With inflation near a 40-year high, the cost of almost everything keeps going up, from groceries to rent to health care. And when it comes to food, those who can least afford it are actually getting hit the hardest. CBS's Carter Evans reports in tonight's Money Watch.
Everybody's feeling it. Grocery prices nationwide up almost 14%. Sherry Thompson struggles to stretch her family's weekly $200 food budget.
My grandson, he comes in and he says, Nana, if so, we should be on lunchtime by now. And I said, no, we actually skipped lunch. We're on dinner.
She just left Dollar General, where new data suggests overall prices are up almost 24%. And prices at nearby Aldi are up nearly 17%. Both discount stores often relied on by families in lower income neighborhoods.
Is food inflation hitting lower income people disproportionately?
Absolutely.
Leo Feller is chief economist at Numerator, which tracks hundreds of millions of shopping receipts. He says higher income communities have more options.
You can go from a Whole Foods to a Walmart, from a Walmart to a Dollar General. Once you're a low income consumer, you are already at the cheapest place that you can possibly buy food. And that just means that these stores have more pricing power.
For meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, discounters raise prices at a higher rate compared to many other grocers. The same for dairy products. We dug into the receipts and tracked milk prices at a single Dollar General store in Texas. Over a year, the price shot up 20%. In a statement, Dollar General told us, like many other retailers, we have been forced to pass along certain product cost increases, although not of the magnitude suggested by Numerator. Aldi didn't respond. Still, discounters are cheaper than most other supermarkets that can only jack up prices so high.
You can't, raise prices if people are going to shift away from you. Except that at Dollar General or Aldi's, people aren't shifting away. More people are still coming to these stores despite the higher prices.
Researchers also found that when the grocery money starts to run out, cash-strapped consumers are turning to less healthy options, like dollar menus at fast food restaurants. Jerika?
I can certainly believe that. Carter Evans for us tonight. Thank you. Now to Hurricane Fiona, which is gaining strength as it moves across the Atlantic. The Category 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds is expected to continue to strengthen as it passes west of Bermuda by Friday and eventually make landfall in Canada this weekend. In Puerto Rico, 3 days after Fiona slammed the island, more than a 500,000 people are still without running water and 70% are without power. Forecasters continue to watch a tropical wave near the West Indies. That storm is expected to head into the Gulf of Mexico next week and could impact anywhere from Louisiana to Florida. While America's battle against the opioid epidemic is far from over, the leading factor in today's overdoses is fentanyl, the synthetic opioid that's 50 times more powerful than heroin. Overdose deaths topped 100,000 for the first time ever in 2021, and nearly 70% of them involved the powerful drug. CBS's Jeff Pagés goes in depth, and a warning, some of the video is graphic.
When someone is in the middle of a fentanyl overdose, there is little time to waste. In Arapahoe County, Colorado, last December, officers used Narcan to seemingly bring this woman back to life.
I'm scared.
After she took an illegal drug laced with fentanyl, this woman survived, and she wanted us to conceal her identity.
It almost killed you.
It did kill me. I was dead. They said, had they not gotten my heart back, I would have been dead or had permanent brain damage.
In 2021, Colorado saw an almost 70% increase in fatal fentanyl overdoses. That's more than 900 deaths.
Fentanyl is flooding this state, and it's coming in along the interstates and the highways because the cartels realize that by going through Colorado, they can reach vast parts of the United States.
Cole Finnegan is the U.S. attorney in Denver.
You've got the I-25 corridor that runs north-south from Mexico. You've got the I-70 corridor that runs east all the way across the country. So there's a lot of different ways once something comes into Colorado where it can move.
Daily police stops throughout the state find fentanyl hidden in vehicles. The stockpile of evidence is growing.
Problems getting worse here.
Yeah, fentanyl keeps coming. It is a poison that is continuously infecting not only Colorado, but every community throughout this country.
Colonel Matthew Packard is the chief of the Colorado State Patrol. We rode along as he monitored the state's highways.
People that are selling fentanyl, they are profit-driven, and they do not care how many body bags are a result of their drive for profit.
Adding to the urgency, police say the cartels are now making fentanyl look like candy, making it more enticing to young people.
Here's Max.
For Kim Osterman, the fight is personal. Her son Max died from a fentanyl poisoning last year.
They're deliberately doing this to kill the children. They're marketing it to the children.
A supply chain that police are trying to choke off, but showing little sign of shutting down. Jeff Pagés, CBS News, Golden, Colorado.
Well, still ahead on tonight's CBS Evening News, the news tonight, rather, from the embattled owner of two professional basketball teams.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, NASA says a fueling test on its Artemis 1 moon rocket was a success. It was loaded with liquid hydrogen. Launch controllers were able to work around two leaky seals. NASA is now hoping to launch an uncrewed capsule on a multi-week test flight around the moon next Tuesday. Well, tonight, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is just one swing away from tying the single-season American League home run record. Judge hit his 60th home run Tuesday night in the Bronx. He's chasing a record of another Yankee great, Roger Maris. Well, up next, a spectacular view that the world hasn't seen in more than 30 years. We end tonight with the clearest pictures yet of Neptune, the most distant planet in our solar system. Take a look. The striking infrared images were taken this summer by the James Webb Space Telescope. They show Neptune's thin rings, faint dust bands, and 14 moons. It's the sharpest view we've had of Neptune since Voyager 2 zoomed past the giant ice planet in 1989. Well, that is tonight's CBS Evening News for Nora O'Donnell and all of us here. I'm Jerika Duncan in our nation's capital. Have a great night.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.